Today's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Dear Washington State Republicans, now is your time. Today is your day. This is the moment. You have a small window open right now, and if you are reasonable, rational, smart, and dare I even say kind, and so many of you are, because I know you personally, I know you are, you can crawl through that window, go around, open the door, let the rest of us walk through it. Whether you at home have any conservative leanings or not, you should still care about what happens next for what used to be the grand old party. We are a better, more functional democracy when there is genuine debate with facts, logic, and a mutual aim of bettering our state. One-party rule may seem like a lot of fun for those in control, but how long will the fun really last? Democrats and progressives need to be challenged. They need to be called out. They need to be reminded of other experiences. That's what a healthy opposition party is supposed to do. And above all else, the two sides debating in good faith are supposed to be working toward real compromise. Washington State Republicans, your longtime party chair is stepping down. You don't have a really big name declared in the governor's race so far. You are firmly in the minority in both state house and state senate. But I know you have smart people either in your party now who are just keeping a lower profile or who would be in your party if you'd set aside an inflammatory, tribal, bomb-throwing, conspiracy-minded agenda and return to topics most Washingtonians want to discuss. Our taxes, the economy, the unhoused crisis, drugs and crime, while also offering open-minded and open-hearted counter-nuanced arguments on social issues. Remember when we had statewide Republicans in elected office like Kim Wyman, Rob McKenna, or going back a few years even, Sam Reed and Slade Gorton. Those were rational people who used logic and heart to champion fact-based conservative ideas and who compromised. They weren't perfect, but they made our state a much better place to live in. Washington State Republicans, please, pretty please, I am begging you, find a way forward to a better place for all of us.